Back in the day, a school bully would go up to a kid, shove them down, or make fun of them so the kids would laugh at them. That bullying was out in the open and could hopefully be quickly responded to by teachers and parents. Today, cyberbullying takes the bullying out of sight and, unfortunately, out of the minds of people who could wind up helping the victim. This is the issue that First Lady Melania Trump is bringing attention to. And my next guest says the First Lady is the perfect advocate for the cyberbullied. She is a CEO and president of Enough is Enough, creator of the Internet Safety 101 package of information and education. Donna Rice Hughes, thanks for being here today, Donna.
Thank you for having me.
And Donna's website, enough.org. Learn more about this issue, and certainly one worthy of your attention, because, Donna, quite often the target of cyberbullying suffers in silence, and we've seen time after time after time the tragic endings that could be avoided if people just knew about this.
You're absolutely right, and cyberbullying really came into being, if you will, when the Internet really emerged into a social media interactive type of communications vehicle. And so that happened, you know, with the emergence of MySpace and Facebook back in the day, where people could actually interact with each other and do so in group types of conversations and everything else. And so what cyberbullying is, I mean, bullying's nothing new, like you said in your opening, but cyberbullying is very distinctly different from the point that it's 24/7. So when someone is being cyberbullied, they often cannot leave, go home, and shut the door, because anytime they turn on their device, there it is. And it's also something, if someone begins to bully someone else, it can go viral very soon. And so the person being bullied then feels even more overwhelmed and at a loss, and oftentimes very hopeless. And this is why some of these young people have gone to the extreme of taking their own life.
One of those stories is Rebecca Sedgwick, and this is back in September 2013. She was 12. Rebecca jumped to her death from a cement silo in Florida. The police investigated. They found this group of girls. They called themselves the Mean Girls, and they even spurred by jealousy because of Rebecca's involvement with the local boy, the messages they were posting on her social media, "Why are you still alive? Go kill yourself," and the story kept and the abuse and the bullying kept escalating. And I mentioned the ending, and Rebecca's parents set up a Facebook tribute memorial page, and guess what? 14-year-old Guadalupe Shaw, one of the alleged ringleader of the Mean Girls, posted the following: "Yeah, I killed Rebecca. I bullied Rebecca, and she killed herself, but IDGAF, which stands for I Don't Give a You-Know-What."
Mm-hmm.
So even after these kids, these victims of bullying kill themselves, the bullies just keep bullying.
You're right. And like we've been saying, bullying's nothing new. But what the other thing that's happened, Chris, which is so extraordinary, is that oftentimes the technology puts up a barrier, if you will, that prevents empathy. And one of the things that we've been teaching for a long time in our internet safety advocacy and teaching and training, because we've been at this for, since 1994. Actually, our whole focus is protecting kids on the internet from all dangers, whether it be exposure to pornography, sexual predators, traffickers, bullies, you name it. So, and that is, we teach parents to teach their kids, don't say anything on social media or on the internet anywhere that you wouldn't say to someone's face, number one, and hopefully you wouldn't say anything ugly to somebody's face, and number two, that you wouldn't say in front of a school assembly. And oftentimes these kids are just, you know, there's this pile-on effect as well. I think you saw that in the case that you just brought up with the Mean Girls. You know, one girl's mean, and then a couple of girls jump in, and they chime in and everything else. And so I think the great thing is, though, is that cyberbullying has been talked about quite a bit here over the past, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. And unfortunately, it's those cases that are the devastating ones, when a child ends their own life, that then make the media and then become teachable moments, if you will, for us to just reengage in the conversation. But it's so important that parents realize that their kids are not immune to any of these dangers online. It doesn't matter if they're good kids, smart kids, anything else, nice kids. they can still be exposed to dangers. They can be harmed by dangers. So it's very important that parents get involved and have regular communications with their kids about what's going on online and put in good constructive boundaries with these kids and keep the lines of communication open so that that child, if they are experiencing any kind of danger, whether it's exposure to porn or even addiction to pornography online or bullying or anything else, their parent is that safe place.
So we're Donna Rice Hughes, who's the CEO and president of Enough is Enough, also creator of Internet Safety 101. You can learn more at enough.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And you recently wrote about, too, how First Lady Melania Trump is a perfect advocate for those who are cyberbullied, because certainly, as apparently, if you have the last name Trump, you're going to be bullied. And she's been, pick a name and pick something you could insult somebody with, everything from a prostitute to an illegal alien, and that's what she's been a target of.
That's right. And I wrote in this article that was really interesting, Chris. It ran on CNN.com this past Sunday, and it had over 1 million views within 24 hours and about 800 comments. And it was really interesting. The points I was making in the article are that it's so important now that this election is over, and here we are. We do have a new administration, and yes, a lot of people's candidate didn't get in, but this is where we are right now. And I think that one of the reasons she's so good, and I'm so glad that she picked this platform, is that she has experienced bullying herself, whether it's media bullying and harassment or cyberbullying. Her son is actually, even been the subject of bullying, and anybody with the Trump last name, like you said, that the anger and the vitriol against our now President Trump is also, being leveled against his family. And that's typically, historically, been off limits, the first family. And I think it's sad that this has taken a turn here now against the Trumps. But because she has the empathy and she also has the authority, because she has experienced it, and anyone who watches the news knows she's experienced it, I think she's got this opportunity to continue to do what she's doing, and that is to show grace, to show dignity, and to say, look, we need to check our differences at the door and take the high road. And she can do this in word and deed, and she is doing it. And I think that that's going to speak volumes to people.
I think, too, with her as an advocate for those who are the victims of cyberbullying, if you look at the stats from 2016, this is from Cyberbullying Research Center, almost 34% of students between 12 and 17 were victims in their lifetime. However, 60% of teens who admit to being bullied online have told an adult, and that's a change from 40% the year before. So there are more teens who are not letting this sit and fester and weigh on them. They're looking, they're reaching out yes, to parents, reaching out to teachers, which you don't normally expect, especially teenagers, to do. But that again, maybe is testimonial to the severity of the impact of what cyberbullying is laying on these kids.
Well, and you're right, and there's also been a lot of education by groups like ours and other groups as well, and so that's good, and we're encouraging young people to talk to a parent, to talk to a teacher, and none of these cases, one case is oftentimes very different than another case, and there really isn't a pat answer as to how to deal with cyberbullying, but at InternetSafety101.org, which is one of our other sites, we have a lot of really great information up there. If you just go to the cyberbullying tab and look at that. And we think that this is really important. One of the other things that we encourage kids to do, and we encourage parents, encourage their kids to do, is that if they witness bullying and if they witness cyberbullying, that they can apply positive peer pressure, if you will, to stand up for the bully and stand up against the bully and say, this isn't okay. And we're not going to stand by and watch this and call these people into accountability. And we call this the bystander effect, so that these bystanders can be very much a part of the solution and not part of the problem, because in the past and even currently, they're often part of the problem because they don't do anything and they don't say anything. And there's that apathetic attitude. And oftentimes they don't, because they don't want the bully to turn on them. And I understand that, but if they do it as a group, you know, and say, look, we're all standing against this. And then I think that's going to have a powerful a detrimental effect, if you will, on the bullying continue.
And certainly a better to the alternative of saying, I wish I would have done something, as you stand alongside the hospital bed of a victim or over their casket, as too many stories wind up as a result being from cyberbullying. And for parents, too, it's great to be friends with your kid, but in most cases, you paid for that computer, that smartphone, those electronic means of communications. You do have the right and the responsibility as a parent to make sure that everything is going okay as far as that part of your child's life is concerned. You're not intruding, you're parenting, and you're showing your care and your love, although they might bark about it.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, maybe later than sooner, they'll understand, they'll appreciate you being there and supporting them and watching after them in that regard as well. Learn more about this issue and the work of Enough is Enough. It's enough.org. And to find out more, and more importantly, bring the information education Internet Safety 101 provides. InternetSafety101.org is the website for that. We've been joined by the CEO and president of Enough is Enough, creator of Internet Safety 101, Donna Rice Hughes. Donna, thanks so much for how you keep this situation, this issue, in the forefront where it needs to be, and thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Chris.